T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
Hello, Glenn.
A couple of extra bags of chips during the afternoon, Freddie, will serve you well. So let's start with you, Steve. 36-13, I would say, when you give up two running backs that have 100-plus yards, that's not usually a sign of success. And yet, here they are. They win this one handily.
Handily, but it wasn't really in check until the fourth quarter. You know, that the score doesn't indicate how close that game was.
Agreed.
But they were playing a little bit of the big nickel a couple times and got gashed for some runs, a couple of missed tackles here and there. But, usually when a team's going to run for 250 yards, about 75 yards. Yeah. And that means that they're eating up clock, too. Didn't seem to matter to the Patriots. It didn't seem like anybody on that team got rattled. Even in the first quarter when they couldn't run the ball, the Patriots couldn't run the ball that well, there was no big deal. There was no panic, no nothing. This was a solid start-to-finish win outside of being gashed for a couple of big runs.
What
are you trying to say?
Get it out. Get it out.
Spit it out, son.
Go ahead.
They answered the call. Every time something happened, they were there. You know, and you're watching at the beginning, they're sitting. The Titans had packed in. You know, they didn't want the Patriots.
Titans. Yeah.
Didn't want them to pound it out. And then they go outside, and then the quarterback threw some great plays. You know,
yep.
I mean,
yeah,
some of the passes he made, some of them going down. I mean, it was tremendous.
I thought
passing.
Yeah, as good as the running game was, I thought Tannehill was the guy that really kept him in the game. He had to have a big game, and he did have a big game overall. And yet, in the end, I think it came down to talent, unfortunately, and we may see the Titans in the postseason. They may be a little bit different when you see them in the postseason, but right now they're really beaten up. And you take Derrick Henry away, you take Julio Jones, you take A.J. Brown, you take Marcus Johnson. They're 4 or 5 deep now, guys, into their depth chart in the receiving game. The only thing they can do is run the football. That is about it. So though their defense, I thought, was good. Kevin Byard, again, had a big game, and yet they made some big plays against him because he's probably the best in the league, Steve, safeties against tight ends. Yeah, he's as good as they come.
Agreed. And there was even a couple of one time I know Henry was wide open and Mac overthrew the ball. But you're right. They've in terms of their team scenario, they just had that graphic on in the fourth quarter about – they set a record for different number of active players, something like 84 active players over the course of the season so far, which is an NFL record. I know the rules have changed a little bit because of the injured reserve rules and everything, but they've dealt with it's remarkable that they've dealt with the injuries that they have, and they're
good
still
coach
at the top of their division. Yeah,
agree. But also,
really
Glenn,
good
the offensive line is good, and the defensive line is very good.
Yeah,
they're well-disciplined, Freddie, and they showed up without a lot of their players. Matter of fact, they showed up without their best players, and yet you could see it. They weren't giving up. I mean, these guys,
without the big gun, that offensive line was putting holes out there.
Yeah,
they
did
a hell of a job.
If I ever told you, Fred, that they would have two running backs to come into Foxborough and put up 100-plus yardage, and oh yeah, by the way, Derrick Henry would not be one of them. He wouldn't be in the game. You'd sit there and say, come on, you got to be kidding me. But they ran the ball effectively today, and that's the one thing I would say New England will have to correct a little bit. Though their next opponent, Buffalo, a better offense than what you got from Tennessee today, but they're not a great running offense.
No,
true.
No.
So, not a great running offense. So if that's a weakness, that has been exposed slightly with this Patriot defense, it may not be an issue come next Monday night in Buffalo. We're going to talk to hear from Bill Belichick. We're going to hear from Mac Jones. I thought Mac Jones today showed some really good things when he was in rhythm. Yep. He was in flow. How about that series where they had just scored, Tennessee had just scored, and he had three consecutive plays that went for like 20 yards yeah. on each play. That was like, okay, you're going to score rhythm. Against me. Okay, we messed up in the red zone. Now we get the ball back. I'll show you. And yet I thought there were some moments here where the game got a little bit tight for him. One of those sacks and another one where he made another mistake and a couple of bad throws out there.
Yep. He had the opportunity to get rid of the ball on one of those sacks, not the one where Byard came through. That was almost instantaneous. But a sack after that, it looked like he had opportunity to throw the ball away, at least throw the ball away. But maybe, you know, that's the thing, that things happen so fast in the NFL. You know, a split second matters, whereas in college it probably didn't matter that as much. So, again, he's playing well, but he's also, I think he's on a learning curve, and I think he seems to be learning everything at a very rapid pace. So, you're gonna see mistakes from rookies. You're gonna see some things, but overall, he seems to be in charge of that offense. The other thing is, they seem to have opened it up a little bit. Not so much with the long passes, but some of those deeper intermediate passes.
No question.
Like you talked about on that one drive where he had a bunch of big completions. So, yeah, I think they're bringing him along as they see him being more and more comfortable with it.
It is a marvel to watch him analyze the defensive backs and where they're going.
Did it look like he was making more calls at the line of scrimmage today?
Yes, he was. Yeah. He's pointing, he's talking, he's you know, when he's not going on one. He's using the cadence very well. It gives it some time. But there was pressure on him, and he did some great job with it. But once in a while, you're right, there's a bump in there saying, oh, I shouldn't have thrown it there, or I should have thrown the ball away, you know, to take you out of a field goal position.
That ridiculous run by Bourne after the catch didn't hurt either.
Tiptoeing along the sideline. I would say this, getting back to your point about what he was doing here today, is my guess is that they probably did audible a little bit more today because they had to, because they know what teams are going to do. The blitzes burn them, okay? And so they probably expected that even though Vrabel's team doesn't do an awful lot of blitzing, this is an opportunity for them to do so, especially with a couple guys out of their defensive lineup as well. So they probably spent some time, Steve, this week saying, you need to read the pre-snap, you need to see what's out there, and you need to figure this out pretty quickly.
He threw a couple of nice screens, too.
Yes.
And really patient, perfectly, drew them all
in. It was
in.
All screens and play
all
action.
Screens. If you get a blitz, yeah. I'm gonna throw it to you. When you're that accurate, those work. You get a lot of yardage off of them.
Yeah, agreed. It was a solid, I mean, we believe it or not, what, he threw over 300-plus yards today? Something to that.
We've
seen him play even more efficient games. As solid as he was today, we've seen him play even more efficient games than that. So, the upside is it's revealing itself more and more, and I think they're giving him more opportunities to make those plays.
Well, I think, learning curve, but over the last couple of weeks, teams have specified one particular thing they're going to do. They're going to change up and they're going to come at him at different angles because he really can't extend a play. He can't get outside the pocket. So they're going to do that to him. And my guess is you kind of hurt him. And early on, they were 0-for-3 in their first red zone appearances. You've got Byard again, who is terrific against those tight ends. So he kind of took away Hunter Henry, though he had Hunter Henry wide open on one play. Yeah. Should have been a touchdown, and he overthrew him, Freddie.
It looked like he overthrew him, but it looked like he looked back instead of kept going forward.
Who?
Yeah, for that touchdown he threw.
Henry.
Hunter Henry? Okay.
You know, so, yeah, you're right. There's some blips in there, but, the team wore him down, and in the fourth quarter.
To your original point is they did answer the challenge a bunch. You know, when the Tennessee seemed like they were doing some things, they'd come out with J.C. Jackson with a phenomenal strip. That tip by McCourty with JC was able to intercept it. I mean, they came up with plays all over the place, and that's always a sign.
I didn't understand why they went for a
fourth down.
On third down, they run the ball When it's fourth down, they'll run the ball. Pass the ball. Were they passing the ball?
Right.
They were killing them with the run.
You absolutely give that ball to Marshawn Lynch. What could happen?
Steve.
Right?
Steve.
What could possibly happen? I'm agreeing with you.
Give it to him three times.
You know,
right.
I think they were so depleted on the offensive side of the ball that there wasn't an awful lot they could do, Fred.
Yeah.
They couldn't. I mean, Hilliard came into this game, and he's a guy that had been on the practice squad and bounced around a little bit. And he played well last week in the game against Houston, and he did it again here in this game. I thought what kept Tennessee in the game was they didn't make any mistakes. Now suddenly you end up with fumble and another fumble and then a pick and then another fumble. Now you end up with four turnovers in the game, and I don't care how many yards you get running, you're still not going to win football games if you get four turnovers and the other guys get zippo.
Well, that's how they lost to Houston
week.
I think Tannehill had like four interceptions last week.
Yeah, they had almost 400 yards in the game versus 190 or something like that of the Texans.
Yep.
And yet, you're right, they still lost the game, and they lost the game handily. Listen, this is what good teams do. And 3 or 4 weeks ago, to go on that same narrative, we wouldn't be saying this about the New England Patriots. And yet they're a good team that were not perfect here today. They had some mistakes and some things they probably have to readdress and work on, especially against the run. And yet here they are. They win 36 to, 16 or whatever.
36-13,
36-13.
Yeah, which
turned out to look like a blowout.
No, but again, they were answering whatever Tennessee threw out there. They answered it, whether it was a strip or an interception or whatever. They seem to understand that, and then at one point, with about 8 or 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter, they understood that Tennessee was going to have to pass. They couldn't throw the ball anymore, and they made it hard on Tannehill. It's almost one of those scenarios where the patience of Bill Belichick and his team is to just keep doing what works, keep doing the things that you know you can do, and offensively or defensively, and
we've seen that before, but
100 of those yards, at least 100, 120 of those yards were on big plays where you got gashed. You know, it was
75 yards.
For a team that's not familiar for the most part with being in this situation, they end up being prepared for everything.
All right, let's go down to Gillette. Here's Bill Belichick at the podium.
Well, it's good to good to beat Tennessee. Obviously, they're a good football team. Got a lot of good competitors, a lot of tough guys there. But proud of the way our guys stepped up. We missed some opportunities in the game, but again, we're going up against a good team, so it's going to happen some. But in the end, we were able to not turn the ball over, take the ball away. Made a big fourth down stop there, two big fourth down stops, one on the goal line, and one there about 6 minutes ago in the game. Our special teams came through for us again. Good coverage and competitive yardage in the return game. Gunner really helped us out there at the end of the half and had a couple sparks there and thought we covered well. Obviously Nick banged him through like he usually does. So it was good, good all-around effort. Left some plays out there. Certainly some things we could have done better, but we'll take it and move on, finish this game up tomorrow, and get ready for Buffalo.
Bill, one of the mantras we've heard coming out of the locker room and from players over the years is football season starts after Thanksgiving. Is this team coming together in this sort of win, sort of establish where you want to be heading down the stretch towards the final months?
Yeah, I don't know. Play Buffalo on Monday night, and we'll see. Eight games isn't enough to clinch anything or win anything, so we got a long way to go.
Bill, what did the Titans do with their running game that created some problems for you guys?
Yeah, they did a better job of coaching it than we did. We gotta coach and play better.
Bill, you mentioned Nick Folk and what he did today. Can you just talk about, what he's done today and really all season, the last couple of seasons, 5 or 6 today with some big-time kicks?
Yeah, I've talked about it multiple times. We've talked about it a bunch of times this year. And really consistent. does a great job in all areas every week. You really count on him, and he's delivered for us, you know, time after time. So really fortunate to, you know, have him and his consistencies. Not easy kicking out there, as we saw, you know, on the other side as well. So, Nick's very professional and very consistent.
Hi, Bill. Just specifically about the plays started by J.C. and Devon when they knocked the ball out. How much is that studying up on a player, how he carries the ball, and maybe just reacting to what your eyes tell you?
Look, there's great plays, defensively to have that awareness and recognize it and use the proper technique to get it out. We talk about it, but ultimately it's the players got to make that split-second decision as they're coming in on the ball, coming out on the tackle, and be able to get that punch and get that pressure on the ball cleanly to get it out. Sometimes it comes out, sometimes it doesn't. But if you don't punch at it, it's not gonna come out as much. So players really worked hard on that, starting back in October. Really started putting a bigger emphasis on it for us and to help our offense. This is going the other way for us there too. And it's nice to see that start to come out on the other side here. So hopefully we can keep doing that.
Keith Sanchez on the left.
How you doing, Bill? Devin McCourty, can you talk about his leadership? He made a big play there. Oh, ninja. There. How big has he been for you these six games during his streak here?
Well, it's been big for us for 13 years or whatever it's been. So, yeah, Devin gives us great leadership, a lot of confidence back there in the secondary. Make great adjustments and helps get some things straightened out when they give us different formations and looks and splits and so forth. So, he's a very aware player, has a good understanding of the defenses. Any player I've ever coached in the secondary, he really knows what everybody's doing and can make quick decisions on the field. It's not just know what to do, but can be decisive and do the right thing. It was a great play. It's a very similar to play he had in the Cleveland game. Where he tipped it and almost got it on the over route. Similar type play, but really, really well played and kept it alive. JC's, you leave any trash laying around, he's going to pick it up.
Levin Reed in the back.
And Coach, just on the end of that, what you just mentioned with JC, is it practice and preparation? Is it he's always in the right place at the right time? Is the ball just finds him? What is it why he's always around it?
Yeah, it's probably a little all of those.
Bill, what did you see from Kendrick Bourne today with his two touchdown catches?
KB's given us a lot of explosive plays through the course of the year. Made a great catch and run here today. And I thought Jacoby made a really timely block on the sideline to kind of get KB down there. And KB ran well on the sideline, didn't go out of bounds, fought for the extra yards, had a nice stiff arm, finished the run. So it was a great play by KB. But, he's done that a few times and those explosive plays are just, are such game changers. Obviously today we didn't do a great job in the red area. We left a lot of points on the field. But when you get a play like that where you can, run it in the last 40 yards and not have to run another dozen plays down there in the red area, it makes it a lot easier. So, love to see those plays happen. Obviously missed a couple opportunities there earlier in the game. But, that was a great play.
Couple final questions. Phil Perry,
right? Bill, you mentioned your special to your right, Bill.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You mentioned your kicking game in your opening remarks there. It looks like the Titans started, I think, all of their drives behind their own 30. What's been the key to that group being pretty consistent here, it looks like, these last few weeks?
Yeah, again, it's the whole team. So the kickoff team starts with the kick. Coverage, they tried to run some sideline returns, double teams, kind of slam it up in there. And you got to battle through those. And then they tried to bring it back to the field. And as you start to overplay those sideline returns and the backside starts to squeeze down, sometimes it's an opportunity the backside, like Gunner hit at the end of the half or Rogers tried to hit there. And I think we tackled him inside the 20-yard line. So, again, it's everybody doing their job. It only takes one guy to break down or lose his lane, lose his leverage, miss a tackle, and in this league these guys are gone. So good job by the players on the outside setting the edge. Good job by the guys inside, you know, winning their blocks, holding their lanes and their leverage. Good job of tackling. And we got some good kicks. And, you know, the punting game was, you know, pretty solid too with, you know, Jake and the protection. They tried to rush us, so that leaves it up to the to Justin and Slate to make the play. You know, when they rush, we got to stay in there and block them. We got to count on those two guys. If they return, then a lot of times those guys get doubled, and then you need, you know, everybody covering. But these guys play well together. They work well to play off each other. They have good communication and good preparation. So, you know, hopefully we can keep doing that. But, yeah, there's no question. Putting them on a long field is, you know, that's the best way to play defense.
Last question, Chris Mason.
Bill, you mentioned Myers' block on Kendrick Bourne's second touchdown. Just how challenging is it to throw that block, like, subtly in a way where, you know, you're not going to get whistled for the personal foul when the defender's coming around that way?
Yeah, I don't think it's that challenging. It's just a decision that you know, you've got to make on those kind of open field plays, whether it's, you know, whether it's Jacoby on that play or whether it's a player blocking on a kickoff or a punt return, broken plays that end up in space like that. I mean, you can't blindside them. You can't block back towards the goal line. Like, we all know what the rules are. So, you know, you got to do it in a way that's legal, which he did, and still effective, which it was. So, you know, they've taken away some of those blocks out of the game, which are obviously good for the game, good for player safety. But I think that was a good example of showing how you can still, you know, do it and you know, that from a league and from a safety standpoint, player safety standpoint, we're still get what we want, but we're still, you know, able to, you know, to effectively screen guys out of the play. So I think that's, you know, it's good for the game.
Thank you, Coach.
Great. All right, thank you.
There you go. Bill Belichick, very talkative. On the other hand, notice the caution he threw in there when one of the first questions was asking him about being in the position they're in on Thanksgiving. And I want to bring this up to you guys because I think it's funny. I'm already seeing it right now on social media. This is Colin Cowherd, who overreacts to everything. The Patriots are the best team in the AFC. We all have to come to terms with that. So let me just say this.
Comes to terms.
let me just say that. Well, they hated Fred. They hated. You know that. Know. This is awful. We can't get rid of these a-holes. When are they going away? So when you look at Cowherd's statement, first of all, and you heard Bill kind of negate kind of what they did today. You know, we'll see next week in Buffalo. Why? Because does Colin Cowherd and others in the national media realize Patriots were the biggest favorite in the National Football League today? Because Tennessee was beaten up.
Yep.
And everybody knew that they were showing up without their best players. Now, I think Bill likes what he saw, guys. He talked about how they grinded out and what they had to do, and they ended up winning it, and they left some opportunities out there, but they also made some big plays. So, and we said it already, good teams do this when you're faced with some weird circumstances like you were faced with. I think next Monday night will be a much bigger test up there in Buffalo against this team, especially this defense against a Buffalo team that can put an awful lot of points up on the board. But the overreaction that we're already getting around the league, they're the best team in the AFC. And by the way, at the end of tonight, if the Ravens lose to the Browns, Patriots will be the number one seed, and people will even go more ballistic with all of this. I think the way I'm looking at it, and I want to hear what you guys think, from 4 weeks ago, you're looking at a team that 4 weeks ago, if you ever said, they have an opportunity in 4 weeks to be the number one seed in the conference, maybe lead the division, and be in the mix for Super Bowl, you'd say you're out of your mind. Even you, Fred, out of your mind.
Even though I did pick it.
You didn't pick it.
You did.
Yes, I did.
Makes this stuff up.
He does. That's his first thing is to lie, like he's talking to his parents or something. He's 9 years old.
You know what? You just hate being the Patriots, huh? Bro.
It's like, he just defaults to the lie. Just like, nobody would have predicted this. You were, and I'll hold my hand up as guilty too. I'm thinking
we're all guilty.
I was
nobody,
thinking they're... find a way to win 10
the
games
and
find a way to win 10 games and get into the playoffs somehow. And then see what happens in the playoffs. That to me was high hopes for the Patriots four or five weeks ago. That would have been high hopes. Now I'm expecting it. I'm
Steve,
absolutely
if they
split it.
These four games against the tough opponents,
right.
Two Buffalo, one here with Tennessee that they're already won,
right.
And then another one against the Colts. They split those two. They beat Jacksonville and Miami to close it out.
Yep.
They won 11 games.
Right.
And I don't think any of us thought that was possible.
That would be tough.
It's all fair, but to sit there, and I think that's what it is, Fred, it's the guys like Colin Cowherd are sitting there going, you got to be kidding me. We got to deal with Belichick again? That a-hole? We got to deal with the Patriots again?
Right, right.
And he's going a little overboard. They're the best team in the AFC. I think it might be a little different if you face this Tennessee team in the postseason when they're healthy.
Agreed.
I would watch out for Kansas City because I think they're starting to get their act together right now. And we'll find out in two of the next, three or four weeks what Buffalo's like. You watch an awful lot of them, Fred, and I still think they're a good football team.
Very good. They have a lot of talent. Sometimes their game plan is weak, but they have their team that has a lot of talent. But one thing what Bill was talking about the whole time was teamwork. Everyone, special teams, you know, Gunner giving us in positions, the pass rush doing this, the quarterback. They're the most complete team in the AFC. They're the most complete team. Other teams may have
balanced. Buffalo.
Balanced. The defensive line. Yeah. It might not have as many great players in the areas,
right.
But this team plays
so
well together.
They're not the most talented team. They're playing the best is what you're saying.
Yeah,
so you agree with Cowherd. You agree with Colin Cowherd?
They're the best team.
Now you really
Cowherd doesn't say that. He thinks it's luck.
No, he just
said it. If I remember correctly, didn't Fred say it after week four that the Patriots were the most balanced team in the league?
Balanced team.
He did. Fred Smirlis, right again.
I said, write it on the wall. You know what?
He said that after week four. It could be wrong.
But Belichick's talking about it. You know, even Gunner, he was out for a while. He put us in good positions, you know, on those kickoff returns and punt returns. So, you watch a team and it's always something that one team makes. Maybe the other team falters. The other team picks up. They have a great balance. And they talk about how they like to play with each other. Not many teams like each other in that event.
You guys know because you've played for coaches that you like and coaches you hate. Bullock! Yeah. You know, I know that, Fred. You're going to go all over him.
Well, the difference is you like teams that when you're winning. You like your teams when you're winning. It's not that hard to understand.
No, they're buying into it, Steve.
What's that?
When they lost a couple of games, they didn't.
I didn't say they did. What I'm saying is it's easier to like your teammates when everything is going
well. But it's easier to get that way when you like each other.
But I do believe that if you're following
which of your 80s Buffalo's team did that happen on? Just saying.
We liked each other. We just didn't win. No, we won a lot.
You did win enough.
But we won a lot. We all
agreed. How many rings do you? Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Borrow Steve's if you need them.
You should see great teams like Washington, all the talent. They lose. Just a bunch of teams that lose all the talent.
Everybody else.
I think that's where coaching plays into it, though. And it works for Bill Belichick if you go out there and the guys follow what you're doing. And then, oh, my God, we succeeded. We won the football game.
You know,
so you live for another week because the players are buying in to what you're selling. Steve, you nailed it. If they're losing and you're following the coach, you sit there and lose all confidence in the
coach. Will be gone
and the
in
thing
2 years.
Falls apart.
You know?
Right.
If you have a Cam Newton out there, it might be hard to get it home.
Boy, did he have a rough day today. He got benched. Oh, my God. We'll get to him later on.
I'm back. I'm back. You're back. All right. You're back. What you did last time.
The idea that when you're winning games like this and everybody's contributing and things are going in a positive direction, and we're not sitting here telling you that they only won because Tennessee was injured. We're telling you that they took care of business is what they did,
right.
And they were favored to win this game. This game was a tight game. They did everything they had to win this game, and that's what you're giving. You're not trying to parcel this out and trying to say, oh, this wasn't a good. This is a very good win. This is a good win. But you can't look at that game and not understand that you had probably the MVP candidate in Derrick Henry gone. You had AJ Brown gone. You had a couple other receivers.
Hold on there, Steve. We're going to go to Mac Jones down in.
And we had Mac Jones too.
In Foxborough.
Go ahead, Nick O'Malley.
Mac, cold weather game today. Saw you out there, no gloves. Any special prep for today? You know, just sort of getting into the cold weather part of the season as you get used to New England.
Not really. We practice in similar conditions, and it'll just continue to get colder. So, I love that we get to practice outside, and then. That'll happen a lot more, and it'll be a lot colder. So,
Mac, it seemed like there were some red zone issues first half. Second half, you guys got it going, a 20-0 streak there. Can you just talk about the second half and kind of what changed for you?
Yeah, I think just execution in the red zone. The goal is to score points, and the best teams in the league are like 70% on touchdowns, and we can be better there, getting up to that number. But at the end of the day, when you have control of the game, and the goal is just to get points, and obviously we want to score touchdowns. So that happened later, I guess, and it just needs to continue to improve. And we've put a lot of stress on it, so there's nothing that the coaches aren't doing or anything. It just comes down to us and executing.
Mark Daniels in the middle.
Mac, you guys had completed several bigger gains today. What's going right with the longer passes? And, you know, it seems like you guys are developing, and why is that the case?
I think first thing is just offensive line playing really well, and we feel confident in doing that. And I don't think I got hit today, but maybe one time, and that was a talented defensive front. So props to them just to allow us to open it up a little bit. But there's more opportunities to be made, and like I said, it starts with the front, and the guys getting open. They've done a good job of that all year, and it's just getting the ball in stride and throwing it to the right guy, and we just got to continue to improve on that.
Evan Reed in the back.
Hey, Matt, can you just talk about the effort from Jacoby and from Kendrick Bourne on that touchdown play, how they both kind of made that happen?
Yeah. I think our receivers play with a lot of passion, and whether they're getting the ball or not, they're doing their job, and they've got consistently better at that, and I can rely on any of them, and we can rely on any of them. And, you know, you can see them on the run game stuff getting blocks done, and not just getting them done but finishing people off, and that's really important to the success of the offense. So it's not just the, hey, when I have the ball, look at me. It's the, when I don't have the ball, see what I'm doing too. So they do a great job with that.
Right on the right.
Mac, you took that hit in the back after you scrambled in the red zone, and you got up and you were, seemed like you were really fired up, and it seemed to fire up your teammates too. Did you feel the emotions going stronger after that?
You're talking about the one I ran on and I thought I got the first down?
Yeah.
That's good. I didn't think I got the first down. I thought they were going to call it, but I slid like head first or whatever, so it doesn't count. But it is what it is. So I didn't know there wasn't a flag thrown. So that was just a rookie error there.
Karen Garriga in the front.
Hey, Mac, this way. Take a right.
There you go.
two-parter. One, just a misfire on the Hunter Henry pass. And second, how much has gone into developing the screen game?
Yeah, the Hunter play, yeah, I just didn't throw the right pass. We were on the same page in terms of what he was doing, and I got to get him the ball. I could have punted it to the guy. So just get it there somehow. And I wish I had that back. But I had plenty of time in the pocket with the line, doing a great job. So that's on me. And then the screen stuff, that's part of the game of football and passing. You have three different types, like short, intermediate, or long, and then the screen game. So that's kind of good that we were developing that. And we just have to continue to improve in that area.
Hey, Mac. Jacoby just said that on the deep ball, he was clearing out space and wasn't really expecting the throw, but then he got it. I was curious what you saw on that play.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. Actually, like Josh and I talked about it, and yeah, it was just exactly what we were looking for. And a lot of times in practice, maybe he wouldn't have gotten the ball, but that time he did, and he made a really good catch. That was one of the better catches I've seen. Just he couldn't really see the ball, and he just turned back and caught it and had plenty of time with the line. So that was a great play, and hopefully we can continue to do that more.
Hey, Mac, it was cold out there, a little bit of snow. Did the elements ever bother you at any point?
No. I think, like I said, the practice helps, and that was not as bad as it's going to be, obviously. And it's a mindset thing, and Coach Belichick always tells us to get what you need on and be prepared, and then don't complain about it, because it is what it is, and it's just a mindset. So obviously, like I said, it'll get worse, and we'll continue to figure it out and work through it.
Scott Zolak on your left.
Over here, bud.
Hey,
do you feel as the season progresses that teams are starting to bring some second-level pressure, from the safety, some delay stuff, to try and confuse a little bit? Because it seems like you've seen that last couple weeks.
Yeah, I think teams do what they do, and that's definitely a way to heat up some quarterback, especially a younger quarterback. So I'm sure that's something people watch and make sure we have it corrected. But They're going to blitz. A lot of teams do that. So you just have to be ready to go and stick to your rules. And, you know, they did a good job for the most part, obviously, picking it up. And we just need to continue to get better at that, too.
Ben Bowen on your right.
Hey, Mac.
Hey.
Four more takeaways for the defense today. What does that do for you as an offense to see how often they can take the ball away?
Yeah, that was awesome. I think they played great, and they're always getting takeaways. So it's just a matter of time. And once that happens, it just changes the momentum of the game. And they've done that all year. So the goal is to not turn the ball over on offense and do what they did today and get the four takeaways. And you can see how much they play together and celebrate and all that. And it's exciting. And we just got to capitalize and make points for them and not turn the ball back over as well. So it's kind of a ebbs and flow type thing. And they've done a great job, and we have a great defense. So it's a lot of fun to have those guys with us.
Last question, Alan Siegel on your left.
Mac, early on you were having problems running the ball. I'm curious, before this game today, was there a discussion that you might have to go up top a little bit, or did that manifest itself because there were some problems early on running the football?
I think they try to take it away or whatever, but we run the ball good, and we need to be able to do both at all times, throwing, running, screens, whatever we need to do. So it's just Josh has a great game plan every week, and it goes down to executing it, and you have to be able to do both. It's not a you can't just pick one. So,
thank you, Mac.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Mac Jones in his presser post game, and some guy named Zoe, whoever the hell that
Zoe
is,
was
bringing up exactly the point that we were bringing up, is that they've had some success, teams have, showing that blitz coming from different angles, and so he's going to see more and more of it, and he's got to make some decisions out there. And for the most part, he made some terrific decisions off of it today. A couple of them he screwed up, but overall he was pretty good.
He's been seeing that, and they've been bringing heat to him a lot. It's a rookie. You always want to bring heat to a rookie. He did, and he has to get the ball off quickly, which he does.
Well, the other part of that equation is that by the quality of his play, we are expecting more from him now. We're, you know, when you sit here and you look at, okay, well, he could have hit Hunter Henry in that pass that was wide open. He probably could have gotten rid of the ball before that one sack, whatever.
We forget he's a rookie.
It's not, right. Because he's played himself into a position where you're not trying to demean anything he's doing. You're just expecting him because he's gotten better than anybody anticipated. And so now you're like, okay, you've set the bar high, and now we expect you to maintain that bar.
In order to win the game against the Patriots, you've got to take him out. You know what I mean? You got to put him on the back a lot of times. You got to get pressure on him because he's accurate and he gets rid of the ball quickly.
He's a factor in these games now. The teams have to deal with. Early on in the season, their success was, I think, based on the defense, and it still is a big part of it. But he now is part of Patriots' win because they have themselves a legitimate quarterback. I'm not sure it was that way 5 or 6 weeks ago. He was 23 of 32 today, 310 yards, averaged 9.7 per pass, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, and he had a quarterback passing rating of 123.2. I would
still
tell you that most veterans, if not all veterans in the National Football League, would take those statistics on any given Sunday.
And that front was putting pressure on him. Some of the stuff he did is tremendous, some not so much. But this kid is a guy you got to take out to beat the Patriots now.
He's legit, and he's legit, legit now. He's legit.
He's
now.
A weapon.
Yeah, he's legit. We'll see him under pressure when you get into a higher situations here in the next few weeks and into the postseason. It's amazing we're talking about postseason, but we are. And it'll be interesting to see how he deals with those situations. But, man, he's been much better even than advertised. All right, we got to take a break, guys. When we come back, we get to the phone calls. We'll get your reaction. Patriots win again. And, again, there's a possibility by the end of today they could be the number one seed in the AFC.
Now, Glenn, that's six in a row, correct?
As predicted by one Fred Smirlis.
No, yes, again, forget Glenn. It. Don't give him any credit for that.
I think he said something about before
December. I said 10 wins. I said 10 wins.
Please.
Before December, they will be a number one seed. That's exactly what Fred said.
I never remember that. Find the tape. 617.
Thanks for lying for me.
779-7937. You load them up, and we talk to you about another Patriots win. 36-13 today, right here on the Real Postgame Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.